feel llama sad, llama mentally disturbed, llama super llama drama, llama big fat mama, llama 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 llama. Who is this big llama starting all this drama? It's me, bitch. Yes, I am that llama. That llama.
Happy llama, sad llama, mentally disturbed llama, llama 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 llama. La, la, la.
Welcome to week 11 of the Llama League Fantasy Football League podcast league of leagues.
Of extraordinary gentlemen.
Of extraordinary gentlemen. I'm this week's host, Brian, your 2015 champ. I'm here with...
I'm the commish, 2014 champ.
Bitch ass nigga.
Hashtag nerd. Team Rectangle Weird Beard.
And I'm Nick, just trying to salvage my season right now.
Ad babe.
Same.
He's the 2000 nothing champ.
Never.
I'm the 2020 champ.
The 2020 champ, the future champ.
Just throwing it out there.
So we're here. We're just going through last week's bullshit and this week's bullshit and all the bullshit.
Why is it bullshit? Because you lost?
Yeah, that's exactly why. And I was at the fucking person's house who I fucking lost to, which is horseshit. So, by the way, fuck you, Mike, because you fucking traded Kerryon Johnson to fucking Billy. So, anyway, what are we starting with? I don't even have it up because...
I thought you had your little list.
Wow,
here.
You send us...
We
start with intros.
Yeah, so we start with intros. So those are... So, okay, so we're going to go to recaps of last week's matchups. So we're going, I'll just go with mine, me versus Billy, since we've already kind of touched on it. I got fucked because Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown were on a bye. It's kind of an uphill battle from there, so, and then fucking Billy and Mike made the trade, and fucking carry on. So, wow. Pardon.
Excuse me?
Yeah, anybody got anything to say about Billy beating me?
His team's better than yours.
Nah, he just made the right trade at the right time. And then
if I literally had AB and Aaron Rodgers, it would have been different. So,
yeah.
All right. Then we got
he outscored you by like 16 points, dude.
Yeah. No, it wasn't like oh shit, he fucking wrecked me, but
still won.
So, yeah, he still won.
Yeah.
So, he's in first place, 6-1. Fuck.
I mean, he could have started Trubisky over Breeze and kicked your ass.
Yeah, he could have. So,
but you don't do that.
Breeze. Yeah, because you know it's so. True. All right, true. So then we got Christopher versus Vince. I'm actually super happy with Vince. He put up a hell of a fight.
Yeah, well, Team Rectangle Weird Beard. So,
I think Mahomes and Sanders just kind of too much.
Mahomes is too much for anybody to handle. Yeah. I have such a hard on for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
That I can't even compare it to anything. It's that hard, long.
And on.
And just blood red.
Ooh. Just veiny and just like... It's so big, the veins are just like popping at the seam.
I can't even remain conscious while this is happening.
So you're unconscious right now? So you beat Vince by like, what, 12 points?
I beat him by exactly one Emmanuel Sanders.
Good, good. Just, who's not on your team anymore, but we'll get into that later.
Not my problem.
So we're going to go to Kyle versus Brett. Kyle, another fucking great week. He's 4-0 since he's made that trade with Kareem Hunt. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, because he was, what, 0-3?
Yeah. So he's gone from, I think he was in 8th place at one point, and now he's in 4th, and he's honing in on the fucking top 2 seeds.
No thanks to Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, so...
But thanks to Denver defense.
I think that was the only reason I think why he won that week. But because Brett had a hell of a week too. I was super surprised when I seen that. I was like, fuck, that was a good ass matchup.
He also had a good week because of Mitch Trubisky throwing it to Burton and Cohen all day. And not Allen Robinson again.
Or Taylor Gabriel.
Yeah. Also, can I just say, Mitch Trubisky throws the weakest fucking spiral I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
It's like a 41-year-old Peyton Manning throw. Just fucking a duck. Not like fucking a duck, but
I would never compare any of his throws to Peyton Manning's throws.
He's never
thrown a duck like that. I'd compare him to Eli Manning's throws. Ooh,
that's worse. That's not good.
My savior.
Yeah, see, I've never really looked into... I've never really looked into fucking Mitch Trubisky like that, so whatever.
I don't watch any Bears games.
Has the Bears defense.
I just have the Bears defense and hope that they put up 15 points.
That's a good rule.
All right, so then we'll move on to the trap game of the week, Ben versus Nick. another shitty performance by Nick. But hey, look at Ben go. I mean, you know, good for Ben. You know, I think he's kind of just rolling through the season. He's probably not super into it, but he's like into it enough where like he doesn't want to get sacked.
He's going. I mean, he's got good things going. He's got AJ Green. James White is like the only guy now.
Well, Sonny Michelle's like. Do we have word on Sonny Michelle? Like, did you?
I didn't go down to the field personally.
No. From what it sounded like, it's nothing like too extreme. He's probably definitely not gonna play this week. But
is that the reason why you lost?
I mean, if you really look at it, because we're only separated by what, like 9 points, you look at James White's performance, and then of course Sonny Michelle he only put up 1.5. That would have probably balanced out a little bit more with the game if he didn't get hurt, and we almost might have tied.
Wow, I didn't know Mike was on the podcast this week.
We almost
That was a typical Mike answer. Like I asked him a yes or no question, and he broke it down for like 12 minutes.
I'm gonna sit right on the fucking fence for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, I fucking hate Nick this week just because we're playing each other. So I'm gonna just give you shit the whole time. But yeah, cool. Sonny Michelle.
That's fine.
So
all I know is Alshon Jeffrey scored 14.8 and Kenyon Drake scored 16.7, and they're both on my team.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so then everybody say it with me. Eddie.
Why did I just get like mob mentality? I don't even know why I joined you.
We're joined.
Ooh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
We're not joined.
We're not joined. We're like conjoined, but not like...
Like cum joined?
Like, yeah.
Sticky.
Like we just touch the tips of our dicks and we get that little pre-cum action going and... It's just it's a little sticky. And,
let's get back on track. Yeah,
so, speaking of pre-cum, Mike lost to Eddie. So that's good. yeah. You know what? I really think it's just Mike's continuing to prove that his championship was the biggest fucking fluke ever in the history of this league and probably will be for the rest of eternity. So
the fact remains he beat you.
Yeah, he did, but I mean...
Very badly.
Yeah, you're right.
With Burly Girly.
Yeah. But he's still 2-5 and not going anywhere.
And he still has Burly Girly.
Yeah, and if you look, like, does Mike have a chance?
No. Making playoffs?
No, probably not.
I mean, he's got Julio now. And Kirk Cousins does his thing.
But I think he's so far behind.
The answer's no. Fuck
Mike. All I got to do is just trade him Pat Mahomes.
You know what? I really thought... So, listen.
And he's got a squad.
Getting away from Mike and Eddie's matchup, I really thought I had a really good idea about me and Nick just losing out the rest of the way and getting into the Sacco contention just so we can beat Mike so he wins Sacco. Wouldn't that be some shit?
That'd be fun.
That would be fucking hilarious. But the only bad thing about that is, like, I feel like Mike's team would be good enough to take one of those two spots. So
in the playoffs?
Or you just open it up for Kyle to probably win championship.
Then you guys would end up fucking yourselves, and you guys would play for Sacco.
And then it's like, oh, shit. So, all right, so that's last week's matchups. Anybody have a shit talker of the week?
Pass.
We'll just go with me again. All right, so 3 weeks running, I'm your shit talker of the week. So the only it's not really a stupid sting extremer, but it was probably the closest thing we had was Nick not starting Kenyon Drake, so he picked him up and didn't play him. So
and then he sold
but
him.
I picked him up a while ago though. It wasn't just last week.
It wasn't last week. Well, no. He still didn't play him. So
would it have won me the game?
If you wouldn't have known because Sonny Michelle got hurt. So, but it is what it is.
No, I think the Arizona one. Everybody thought at first it was going to be bad, but then Chicago, fucking ran into Patriots.
So, let's go to blow up players of the week. I have a couple of them actually. Obviously,
Emmanuel Sanders.
Actually, you know, I wasn't going to put him on there because I knew you were going to bring him up. Do you want to go over Emmanuel Sanders, what he kind of did this week?
He threw a touchdown, and he caught a touchdown, and he made me jizz all over Vince's face.
You're just full of cum in your rock-hard bloody
I'm full of piss
dick.
And vinegar.
He was just
all the cum is out of season. Me.
And a little bit of Taco Bell.
Well, now...
So yeah, Emmanuel Sanders had a week. I had to go with Kyle's defense, Denver D. Kyle's just really good at getting the right D.
I gotta say, though, Marlon Mack.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Comes back healthy and...
126 yards.
Yeah.
And two touchdowns.
Two touchdowns? Fuck.
One through the air and one on the ground.
Yeah. See, if everybody would have just shut the fuck up and Billy could have played Nyheim Hines, I would have been just fine.
But you weren't.
Yeah, so anyway, that moves to my next person was Kerryon Johnson, 179 total yards. He hit the bonus.
Oh, he did good?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, 20,
what
22
what did he
points,
do again? Tell
179
me.
Yards, hit the bonus.
Oh, okay.
Beat Brian.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then we had, I'm going to go with James White, 97 yards, two touchdowns. That was obviously, again, because of the Sony Michel injury. So, yeah. Nick, you got anybody?
John Brown actually having a pretty decent game. That's probably the only
thing
I'm gonna...
Yeah, that was good.
That was real.
Or Mitch Trubisky.
Young Mitch.
I'd go with that over fucking John Brown. Because if you look at John Brown, he's had like a good week, then three bad weeks. And a good week, and then three bad weeks. And then, yeah, we don't... Yeah.
Can I just say the dud of the week?
No, we're going to move on to that. No,
right
we're not.
Now.
We're not.
Right.
That's
not
a segment
a
we have.
No.
But Zeke Elliott.
Yeah. Yeah.
33 yards.
I know all about that.
And 9 receiving
well,
yards.
You see, here's the thing with that is.
Fucking trash.
And that's why I'm super excited that the Cowboys got Amari Cooper because that's going to open up a lot for Zeke. Why are you giving me that look? You don't think that's going to help Ezekiel Elliott? You just think defenses are going to stack the box still?
I don't think me giving you a look is really pertinent to listeners.
Well, no, now they know that you were giving me a stupid fucking look with your fucking weird beard rectangles fucking self.
Okay, okay. Okay, we all know what I look like.
So, yeah, but I mean, I think having Amari Cooper will help Zeke's production. I hope it does because I need that motherfucker. So, because at this point, my keeper is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
So
obvious,
but anyway, my last blow up player of the week is, and I have to bring him up, and it's not really a blow up player of the week, but he blows up every fucking week, is Todd fucking Gurley. And if this fuckhead was on any other team, I would be so worried.
Not blow up player of the week.
No, he
Mike's literally made him into a non-factor. This is what I'm getting at with this is
okay.
His fucking lowest week was 19.6 points.
Yeah,
Mike have him. Todd Gurley being on Mike's team is literally making Todd Gurley into like Carlos Hyde.
No, it's not.
That's the only reason why Mike is competitive at this point.
And he's not really competitive.
No, but I mean, it gives him points.
Didn't I go over this a couple weeks ago saying that Mike's just fucking trash?
Well, you can argue I'm doing the same thing with Melvin Gordon and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Whatever.
I got two of them.
But that's weird.
You got two.
That's weird that like a couple weeks ago, like the two people I called out were you and Mike.
That's weird because I won this week and did Mike.
No, and I didn't either. So.
Oh.
All right, so let's move on to This Helps No
well,
One.
I did.
I think this is everybody's new favorite segment. My
oh, I got one for this.
Yeah, I have three. I have three, and I think I might know yours, Nick. But
okay.
Mine is Sterling Shepard, 167 total yards, 21.7 fantasy points. Nobody's team. Mm. So everybody, say it with me: 1, 2, 3.
That helps no one.
Who do you got, Chris? You got any?
Go to Nick.
Okay, Nick, what you got?
All right, this motherfucker took away a fucking possible, most likely a tug away from Eric Ebron. And well, he came in and literally swooped away that motherfucker and vultured a fucking touchdown from my boy Ebron. So Eric Swoop, you're
Eric
a piece
Swoop.
Of shit. And 1, 2, 3.
That helps no one.
I do have to say though, Tyrell Williams.
Tyrell Williams.
He did it last week, He did it the week before, and now he did it again this last week, but it was only one touchdown. Fucking four targets.
A bajillion yards.
Four receptions for 118 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, so one, two, three. That helps no one. All right, I got two more. This was the moment I feel like I knew Mike was going to lose to fucking Eddie. Marvin Hall. He had three catches for 63 yards.
I want to stab him in the face. Then, that should have been Calvin Ridley.
And then one of his catches was that 40-plus touchdown. So, like I said, that just made my heart so warm because I was like, fuck yeah, Mike's done.
Ridley had to be like fucking...
Who is Marvin Hall?
If Calvin Ridley doesn't play the slot, Marvin Hall plays the slot.
He's probably just a Falcons fan coming out of the state.
Well, do you know what that does? That helps no one. All right, and then my last one, for the second straight week in a row, my boy from the New York Jets, the tight end, Chris Herndon. Back-to-back weeks with a tug.
Who?
he's going to be – I hope he just keeps scoring touchdowns and nobody picks him up, so then I'm just like, for the ninth straight week – 40 yards and a touchdown. Chris Herndon from the New York Jets. So he's my final that helps no one. So
I got one more.
Hold on, we got to do the that helps no one thing. One, two, three. that helps no one. All right, and last one, Christopher.
Derrick Henry.
Oh, that's a good one. I
showed up.
Yeah.
No, all he did really was score a touchdown. He had 12 rushes.
Is he still on somebody's team?
No. That's why it helps no one.
Yeah, I guess that's why it helps no one. Yeah, good.
12 rushes for 33 yards. But a touchdown.
So he had a better game than Zeke.
But
that helps no one. Good. Okay.
All right.
So then looks like we got waiver wires and free agent pickups.
This is for last week, right?
Yeah. So, no, anything that cleared last night, Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. Let me find that. I have myself. I picked up Ronald Jones off free agency.
You're just hoping
no,
on it.
I'm not gonna. I mean, I Peyton
we were
Barber
going over waivers.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there was only
one waiver,
so I figured why not go over the free agents too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Nick used the fucking waiver for a New England defense.
So,
but I picked up Ronald Jones because the other fuckhead's hurt. Peyton Barber's hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just gonna be Ronald Jones, and if he shows out,
Jizrod.
No, I think Jizrod is done.
He's
but
a vulture just waiting in the wings.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, I'm probably just going to get rid of Ronald Jones when I need to, but he just fills out that kind of empty roster spot. And then my other one was Demaryius Thomas for Jordan Reed. The only reason I picked up Demaryius Thomas was because I heard he's probably going to get moved before the deadline.
Oh,
him
so you're
and
stop
maybe
trying to...
Sanders.
No, they're saying they don't want...
The Broncos don't. Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking at offers and stuff, but they don't want to trade Emmanuel Sanders, so...
Yeah.
And then the team I heard Demaryius Thomas was, or they were the team that was looking at Demaryius Thomas was the New Orleans Saints, and I was just like, "Fuck yeah!" So
who gives a shit?
Hey,
we got Michael Thomas.
Yeah, but if you throw, so
and,
they're gonna have to
Cameron Meredith.
Yeah, and Alvin Kamara. So, but that was the only reason why I picked up Demaryius Thomas. So I don't know. We'll see where that goes. Nick, right. You want to go over yours?
Just real quick with the Patriots defense. I just thought somebody else probably would have went after him just because of Buffalo. They're playing Buffalo this week. So I just was like, fuck it. I'll just put a waiver in and see.
Well,
and,
you know, you just dropped Arizona defense, which we all know is the best fucking defense in the league.
Yeah. So much better than Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, then it looked like you picked up a field goal kicker. That's good. You needed one of those.
Randy Bullock.
Yeah,
whatever.
I had Bullock early this year. You know, he's solid. He'll give you 8, 9, 10 points.
Well, they're going to score a bunch of points against Tampa Bay, so.
Watch. It's going to be like 2-0 on a safety, and that's it.
Well, I mean,
typical Mike, Nick luck.
The red rifle finally.
Yeah.
Mike picked up Kaimi Fairbairn.
Hold on. We're not done with Nick.
Oh, I don't care.
In typical Nick fashion,
he
picked up Jared Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dropped him like 3 hours later for fucking Danny Amendola.
He did.
Why do you want Danny Amendola on your team?
Because
he caught a touchdown last week. His first one in like 4 years.
He said, "I want to drop Jared Cook, or I want to make sure no one else gets Jared Cook till Saturday.
Oh, so he I'll goes pick him up
and I'll drop him.
But I think like he goes right saying, back. He goes right back to free agency. You have to have him, to wait a whole
yeah,
day.
You have to have him for I think.
Oh, so no, so. It was just Danny Amendola. It was me kind of doing a tinker stinker and thinking Danny Amendola is going to probably have a decent game, especially with like Kenny Stills and all those guys going out. But
yeah,
sure. Probably I don't care. It's a fucking bench spot. So,
and you said who did Mike pick up? Field goal kicker.
Who did he pick up? Oh, Fairbairn.
Kaimi Fairbairn. Yeah.
So that's cool. I
he
guess.
Picked up Funchy Bunch
and the Funchy one. Yeah.
Funchy Bunch.
So. Did he have somebody else to drop other than Corey Clement, or was that like his own? Only
I think
option?
That was his worst guy, probably.
Okay. Fair enough.
Vince picking up Geronimo Allison. That
That's
was
a good,
good
pickup, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Philly.
Wonder who dropped him.
And then Philly D for Marvin Jones Jr. That one was kind of confusing. I mean, I guess Philly D's okay, but like Marvin Jones Jr., I would have held on to.
Meh.
I don't know. So. Billy picked up Mostert, which was actually my favorite pickup of the week for Bilal Powell. I think Bilal Powell's hurt.
Yeah, I think that's what Chris was saying earlier.
Yeah, so that was cool. And then he – see, this is what really pisses me off about Billy. Is that T. Smith, like in Torrey Smith?
It is Torrey Smith.
Oh,
no,
God.
No, that's not Torrey Smith.
Is that
what is
that's
that?
Traquan Smith?
Traquan Smith.
Oh, for the Saints?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, that makes way more sense because I was like – Torrey Smith, like, I was like, what?
Pretty no. sure he's still not going to start him, so it doesn't yeah. matter.
But, I mean, he dropped Nyheim Hines. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. And then Ben picked up Ivory for Uzuma. I mean, for Ben, that's good because he has Shady, and if Shady doesn't play.
Say a handcuff.
Yeah, but I think Ben has his running back set because he has Phillip Lindsay and
James White.
James White, so I think he's good
for
there.
Yeah.
So, and then he picked up Chiefs defense for some reason and dropped the Chargers defense. I know, I mean, Chargers are on a bye, so, but whatever.
Chargers defense is better than the Chiefs defense. Yeah.
And then, do you want to explain why you're still holding on to your number one waiver priority, Christopher?
Basically, so what's going on is if I hold on to number one waiver priority, it just makes everybody else scared to use waivers. And since I'm up at 3 a.m. on Wednesday morning anyway... I figure I might as well just enjoy the free agency.
That's fair. No, that's a good plan.
And just let everybody else
live
in fear.
So you're pretty much waiting for somebody, like, fucking somebody to get
I want to go the entire year not using
just a, hold waiver, on to number
a
one.
Single wait. Just be number one in something this year.
So, but you did pick up the Jets D, so that's cool.
Is it?
I mean, I don't know. It's better than Miami's.
I mean, it's nice that you told me it's cool. I'm just banking on Trubisky having a down game.
That's fair. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care about
which isn't which is a pretty
pickup.
Solid bet. And then you know, the Brockster.
Yeah.
Is gonna fall pretty hard. And then they play Buffalo the next week after that, and then I'll just drop them in their bye.
Yeah. Whatever. So I think that's all the free agents and stuff. Yeah. So let's go to fucking trades.
Fucking trades.
The fucking trades. It's fucking trade, man. It's fucking trade. So let's see.
That's basically how you go about trading.
Pretty much, yeah. Hey, man, let's fucking trade. So, okay, so the first one was, this was, I think, before.
This last week?
Was it? I don't know. So anyway, it was no. Nick traded away Keenan Allen and Alex Collins to me for Dalvin Cook and T.Y. Hilton. I think that was a pretty
the
fair...
other way around. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I traded away Keenan Allen and Alex Collins to you for Cook and Hilton. I mean, that was semi-fair. I mean, it didn't hurt or help anybody. So.
Yeah, Keenan Allen's probably slightly better than T.Y., even though T.Y. did have a good game last week.
Uh-huh.
And
he plays the Raiders this week.
Yeah, well...
So...
Whatever.
And then Dalvin Cook is still, like, up in the air, so I was... Whatever.
He's never gonna play again.
I guess I'll take Alex Collins over there.
So and then
the Brian's 10-cent hooker. Alex Collins.
Yeah. It's everybody's. 10
yeah, fucking... no joke.
No, Jordan Reed was his 10-cent hooker because then he just dropped him.
Yeah. So hey, you know, bitches don't make you money. You got to get rid of them.
Give him the boot. Fucking never even played him. He just fucking tried to trade him to everybody.
Hey, Jordan Reed's hella ugly anyway. I don't need that bitch ruining my life.
I think he's a pretty good looking guy
with his helmet on.
I mean, you gotta be safe.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Next trade.
It was Billy traded away Quintoris Jones to Mike for Mike Evans and Kerryon Johnson. So here's the thing about that is fucking Billy trade raped himself, but he trade raped himself into a fucking win.
He sure did.
That's pretty accurate.
That boy's on to something.
No, I mean, Kerryon Johnson isn't going to keep doing what he did last week. I mean, he had 153 rushing yards, but one of his runs was like 71 yards. So you take that away, and he probably has like a 3-yard
average.
Well,
I mean, if he just breaks off a 70-yarder every game, he'll be fine.
Plus, I think he needed...
That's like saying if I don't, like, masturbate on a Sunday, I'll be fine.
Will you, though?
So,
Anyways.
Yeah.
He definitely needed somebody better than fucking Hines.
Well, and the thing I like about his trade was he got the 2-for-1. And you don't see a lot of 2-for-1s that way. You usually like, okay, I'll give you Julio and this guy for one of your guys. But he actually flipped it
or
on Mike.
Or like Dalvin Cook and Alshon Jeffrey for
Kareem
Hunt.
Yeah, which is the next one we'll go over. But who won that trade? Who do you think won Billy and Mike's trade?
Mike.
Really?
Yeah, you got fucking Julio Jones.
But Billy won
last
week.
He'll catch a touchdown one of these days.
I think Billy basically...
I'm kind
of
more on your...
He solidified his team.
Yeah.
Team wasn't solidified before?
No. Well, no, because he
not
got...
Not behind Kamara.
Because he got the 2-for-1. If he would have just got, like, Mike Evans and, like, Corey Clement, it would have been, like,
that would have been garbage.
But, like,
when
he got...
When you're on the receiving end of a 2-for-1, you don't really win.
That's fair.
Okay.
But anyway, still kudos to Billy for grabbing Kerryon Johnson and just hoping and fucking praying that he scored 22 points. And look at that, he scored 22 points. All right, the next one is the one you just brought up. Nick traded away Alshon, Kenyon Drake, and Keenan Allen for Emmanuel Sanders and David Johnson. Before you guys, and that was to Chris, so before you get into this,
all right.
I have a couple questions.
Okay.
Nick, you traded both of your number one and two wide receivers.
I traded away the farm for the old DJ.
Explain to me why you like John Brown so much.
It's funny because it's like everybody like is really hating on John Brown, and John Brown has actually put in one of the more solid seasons. He's definitely not better than Keenan Allen. I know that's immediately going to be the thing you're going to go after, or even Alshon. But to bring in a guy like David Johnson, especially over Kenyon Drake, you got to make that trade. And Emmanuel Sanders, you think he's boom or bust. I think he's actually like one of the better wide receivers, especially with points right now.
I hate Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I know you do.
but so I'm trying to pull up John Brown's stats, but Christopher's Wi-Fi is kind of fucking me in the ass. Okay, here we go. So John Brown, 10 points, 15 points, first 2 weeks. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
8 points. Then he blew up for 17 points, then 5 points, then 2 points. Then 19 points. See, I can't have those 5 and 2 points.
Everybody's going to... Most wide receivers are going to have that situation.
Right. You're right. But let me... Like, I hate getting that... Like, that's what screwed me this week was Zeke... Okay, he scores 16 points, 18 points, you know? Then he scores 4 points. I hate that. Like, I know it happens, and I know
that's... Oh, I'm sorry that Zeke can't score 20 fucking points every game.
Can't pull Tom
Look,
Gurley.
When you do what I did last year... And you're just dropping 140 points on everybody. You expect, but I understand. I get it. But I just don't like John Brown as your, what,
are
wide
you,
receiver two?
Are he you would quick be the, to forget my 2014 season?
Shut up. John Brown is one of those guys who you fly out there 1 week, and then you win the stupid stinking streamer award.
Only difference is I won the championship.
So that's my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a
that's
huge
that's
kind of
comparing him to
so,
like Kenny Stills.
Flipping it to the other way is why Nick, by the way, before I move on to this, is
right.
Kudos for getting David Johnson. That's fantastic. I think that's really good. And especially after this week, once we're done with our little matchup, I think that's going to help propel us. But you just, Christopher.
Yes, sir.
Why did you trade your guy?
My guy?
Yeah.
My guy's Melvin Gordon. I traded David Johnson.
He's moved on from the DJ.
Do you see my team name?
Look, you have the last, what, 3 years? You've had your boy David Johnson. Why did you trade David Johnson?
The Cardinals fucking suck.
Okay, that's all I was looking for. I mean, that's fair.
Mike Iupati's hurt.
He can't run behind that fucking line.
Yeah.
The offensive coordinator just got fired. They have to figure that shit out.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's going to take them to really figure it out.
And then my next question is, did you offer him something else other than Emmanuel Sanders first?
Yes. And he was like, I at least need Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah. So that's when I threw in Alshon.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I got
so two, you guys worked it out.
So yeah. I got two
and then,
for one in Emmanuel. And then I got two for one for DJ and then a one for one with Emmanuel Sanders.
So my next thing is do you really like Kenyon Drake, or is that?
I do, actually.
Okay.
I think Frank Gore is old and he sucks. But that's just my opinion. As a 49er
that's fair.
Fan.
No, I was just wondering because I was like, "Wow, you really like believe in?"
I think they're gonna play from behind a lot more coming up soon.
And so it's gonna be a lot
play
of
the Patriots.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so that's fair.
And their receivers got hurt, and he's the only receiving back they got.
Okay. So that was pretty much the three trades over the last week and a half. Does anybody have anything brewing, or do you guys want to make a trade right now?
Can I just say, Emmanuel Sanders is fantastic, and I don't know why you have a problem with him.
Just a hater.
You I'm say he's boomer bust. Hater.
I'm just a hater.
But, I mean, he gets over 50 yards every game, over 63 yards every game this season.
And I'd rather take those chances with those possible booms where he goes
where he
like
gets 21.5. 17.5, 23.3. Obviously, I sold them high.
Yeah.
But, I mean, shit. They play Kansas City next week.
Okay, moving on to a couple questions. Because I fucking hate Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah.
Actually, we'll go into power rankings really quick. Okay. I don't know if you guys did them, but...
Nope.
From what I'm looking at, and I know you guys... This, I kind of threw everything around, so...
Okay.
I got Billy as number one. I think we could probably all agree with that.
Yep.
Okay, here's where you guys are going to hate it. And I know...
Don't put yourself number two.
I'm putting myself at number two.
Okay.
Because I score 125 points a week.
And you lose.
And I still lose. That's just bad luck. I don't think bad
luck... It's just bad defense. Defense wins championships, Brian.
Yeah, I know. So, then I got myself. You guys obviously won't agree with that. So, who would you guys put it to? Who do you think?
Kyle.
No, I'd probably put Brett.
I like it.
So,
I changed my decision to Brett.
So then I had Kyle at three.
Okay.
Brett at four.
Okay.
I just think Kyle has that uptick going right now, and I think that just moves him slightly past Brett, but I think those two are interchangeable. I had you, Nick, at five.
Okay.
Because you were at the downside.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, but I think everybody goes through that little, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then I had Ben at six. I just think his
you
team
think
I really think his
you.
Team is super solid. I think he has to make one move. There's one move out there that I don't know what it is, but he has to make it. And I don't know if he's got the balls enough to do it. So, but I don't know. And I'm not saying like to me, like he can trade somebody, but yeah. So then I got you after Kristen.
Okay, whenever I send fucking Ben a trade, it sits there for the whole week.
No, you need to go through his manager.
And then, on like Wednesday, the next week, he rejects it. Yeah. It's like, whoa.
So I got Ben at six, then I got you, Chris, at seven.
Okay.
And then here's, I jumbled up this bottom of the lineup. I got Eddie at eight.
Oh.
Vince at nine, and Mike at 10.
Cause
you're
he's
just
on a,
hating on Mike.
Nah,
no,
he's on a five-game losing streak.
Five-game losing streak.
Oh, fuck, he is.
The only... So here's my only thing. The only way I'd move Mike over Vince would be because he just got Julio Jones, but I'm kind of looking at it before he got Julio Jones. So five-game losing streak, he's just been doing shit. Like, have you looked at his fucking scoring? Like, he's scored... I think he said it in the group chat. Scored for the first time over 5 weeks, over 100 points.
Oh, that was the first time in 5 weeks?
Yeah. And he's and he lost. So that's not good. So that's why I moved him all the way down to the bottom.
That's true. Vince has a solid team. I just cut James Conner on a bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I got.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That was
that's fair.
That was pretty much that. So then I have a couple questions.
Okay.
That's just two simple ones. I think I filled you in on them. So the first question is, who has the best chance to make playoffs? Who is currently in Sacco contention? So that would mean the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th players.
Just the bottom ones. Okay.
Yeah.
You can go ahead, Chris.
I mean, definitely Mike is in Sacco contention. And I have to say, Eddie is back in Sacco contention.
But do you think they have a chance
who's
to?
Who's going
to
make playoffs?
Who do you think has the best chance out of those four teams to make a run for playoffs and get into the playoffs?
Oddly enough, Vince.
Really?
Yeah. He pulled himself up by his bootstraps from 10th place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was for, what was he, 0-4 or something, or 0-3? Yeah. And he just was like out of
and
it.
He just
rebuilt his whole team.
I think Nick replaces him.
So you think Vince will boot Nick?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll fall all the way down.
All
right.
Not all the way to 10, but you're going to fall in lottery.
Wow. Okay. Do you want to go over yours, Nick? Or who do you think?
Despite pedigree, not making playoffs.
I'd have to. If it's not Vince, I think it's most likely going to be Ben. Because I think Ben has the second, most solid team out of those four guys.
Yeah.
Just because his receivers are really good. I think his weakness right now, if you want to say it's a weakness, is the RBs. If he has somebody a little bit more solid than James White, because I think at a certain point, if Sonny Michel comes back,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Ben, too. I think Ben, out of the four, I think he has the best chance of making it. I just think he has his team is just well-balanced. They're not, a bunch of, household names. They're just super balanced, and I think, like I said earlier, I really think he has one move to make, and if he does that, he can push himself into that spot. And I actually think that he can get Brett out of there, because I think Brett is going to be, with those receivers, he's banking on those receivers every week. Joe Mixon is not going to do.
You don't think Joe Mixon
I'm not. I didn't say he's not good. I'm just saying I don't think he's going to get Brett to be. I just think Brett is going to go to that, hit that spot where Nick's kind of in right now and just kind of
go through a losing streak.
And if you look, Ben's 3-4?
Yeah, no, he's only.
Brett's only 4-3. I'm 4-3. Kyle's 4-3. So there could be a lot of. I could lose this week and Ben can win, and then I'm only ahead of him in points.
We still got
there's so
still
there's
five
a lot.
Weeks.
And that's the thing that actually kudos to all 10 of us, even, Brett and Eddie, who we don't hear from a lot, mm-hmm. is this has been one of the most competitive fantasy football leagues we've had. And you never see this many teams with 3 wins in halfway through the season.
But you also
don't see this many teams with 4 losses too.
Right.
That are
everybody's just beating each other up. It's just like a battle royale, and it's everybody's just trying to throw each other out of the fucking ring right now. So yeah.
I think it has a lot to do with the amount of trades is up this year. Just all around.
I'm sorry, guys. Did I ruin the league?
I think everybody's adapted to the environment.
That's what you gotta do. Adapt or perish. That's evolution. So my second question is the reverse, is who do you guys think would fall out of? I think we all kind of answered it, but who would fall out? So Chris, you said Brett, or you said Nick.
Yeah.
Is there just cause you're hating on Nick, or just
no,
cause
it's cause his team's on the downturn.
Gotcha.
He's got the yips.
And
then,
I
texted DJ and I was like, hey, I dumped you on a worse team.
That's fair. So
I'm see you next year.
So I know I said Brett, but for this question, I was gonna go somewhere different. And I actually, Christopher, if you can fall out and join the sack of contention,
I don't have to.
No, I'm saying, if you get to that spot, you can be the one to get Mike the sack.
I'm not that comfortable with. I'm not that confident in fantasy football team.
Yet.
I'm more comfortable playing the 5th and 6th place game.
What if
and
I gave you
winning.
What if I gave you a draft pick next year for you to fall out?
No, because we're not doing draft pick trades.
Oh yeah, we don't do draft pick trades.
You can do that dumb shit that you did this year that made no sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make any difference.
No, not really.
Yeah.
But okay, so that's the pretty much the two questions.
Okay.
And then we're gonna go right into this week's matchups. Let's start with Vince and Brett, because I think we all know where that's gonna go. Upset.
You think Vince is gonna beat Brett?
Hell no. Brett's gonna dominate that booty hole. Yeah.
You said upset.
Let's take a gander here.
So Brett's wide receivers are just too good. I mean, I don't know. Vince's team is just not enough to beat. I don't know. Fuck Brett, fuck Vince.
I think Vince is just going to have to rely on his running backs. If Mark Ingram can out-snap, if he gets more snaps than Alvin Kamara, But it's fucking Minnesota defense, and Everson Griffith is back.
He's just relying on touchdowns for Ingram.
Yeah.
He hopes that Kamara sets him up in that little 5-yard line area, and then just Ingram just punches
He has James Conner against Cleveland, too.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, the wide receivers kind of take over in this. Although, I mean, as much as, like, Buffalo's a trash-ass team, they are actually really good against quarterbacks and the pass. So maybe not as expect as much from Brady, and maybe that's the difference right there.
Yeah, it's going to be James White running all over.
Is Vince starting, or does he have Josh Gordon in the lineup, or Julian Edelman?
He does have Josh Gordon.
That's good. That's really good. I think that's going to be a big key to that matchup is – is he picking the white
look, this is the problem.
I just got hella racist. The white wide receiver. Yeah.
Brett has Tom Brady. Tom Brady throws to whoever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, that's true.
And if Josh Gordon just doesn't get any looks,
then it's a wrap.
Then it's over.
But if he throws all of them to Josh Gordon, then Vince can squeak one out.
He'll probably throw a touchdown to Josh Gordon.
And I think Josh Gordon has been on the rise.
Yeah. Gosh, I can't believe we spent this much time on Vince and Brett.
Yeah, let's move.
All right. Well, then, who's Kyle, gonna win?
I got Brett winning.
Okay, I'll say Brett.
Everybody's saying okay. Yeah. Kyle versus Ben.
Hashtag Team Vince.
Upset. let's see. Kyle versus Ben.
Kyle.
You know what? Ben edges Kyle slightly.
No.
4-point win, Ben.
Kyle blows him out.
I don't know. It's a trap matchup. I mean, Ben is that guy. He's the trap matchup of every week. Like,
yeah,
because you never know.
And he's getting Juju back.
Yep.
Again, I like his wide receivers more than Kyle's. Kareem Hunt is really going to have to.
Don't tell that to Kyle, because he's going to know my wide receiver is the best ever.
Andrew Luck against Oakland. That's going to probably be like 30 points. I think, yeah, it's going to be close. But I think Kyle just barely edges it out.
Yeah.
Can I just say that Kyle should start Will Fuller instead of Golden Tate?
Oh, are you Kyle?
Fearless forecast.
You Kyle's manager?
No, I think that's what he should do.
Okay, that's fair. So I got I'm gonna call the upset on that one. You guys are both gonna go Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is, I think, everybody's blowout of the week: Billy versus Eddie. but if Billy loses to Eddie, sign me up for that shit. Like, so
then all of a sudden he's in playoff contention. Yeah.
I'd like that.
Yeah. So
you'd like for that to happen, but yeah, I don't know about that.
It's not though.
Yeah. Billy wins.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah, move on.
So, then we'll go Chris versus Mike. I really want Mike to win. Like,
I think
really, really, really so bad. Like, crazy amount I want Mike to win.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
Although Big Ben's at home and I'm a little afraid of that.
But he's got Funchy and Deshaun Jackson.
You know what I'm calling it? This is Quintoris' week to score like 4 points. Calling it.
Too bad he's on a bye.
Like four bye points.
4 bye on the bench.
Yeah, on his bench. Stupid stinking streamer. Julio Quintoris Jones. So, but yeah, it's pretty much for Mike. It's if Todd Gurley scores 40 points, Mike's going to win.
Well,
every week.
But he's playing.
Is Cooper Kupp?
The Packers. Huh?
Cooper Kupp.
He's doubtful.
I think so he'll swap him out.
For Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Was that a fart? I thought someone slammed a door.
I got Chris winning easy. I think it's a solid 25-30 point.
I think it's going to be a tough matchup,
it's
but
gonna
I'm going to sneak
close.
It out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd give it to Chris.
I'm starting Doug Baldwin. Why am I starting Doug Baldwin?
He doesn't even know who he's starting. He's like, oh.
All right, and then wrapping it up here for this week's matchups is the Wolfpack matchup.
What everybody wants.
Nick
to
by a fucking mile.
Brian versus Nick. Kevin Nash versus Scott Hall. Triple H versus Shawn Michaels. I want to point it out that Nick, you haven't won since you've started making trades.
No, well, no, I did. I did beat Chris after I traded Kareem Hunt. So, but it's a bad. I'm 1-2. If you want to,
so you were 5-0 on that. Or no, you were 4-0, and
yeah,
then
4-0.
you've gone 1-2. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see if your new group of gay boys like.
Can I tell you why you're gonna lose?
Fucking pull you through. Yeah, go ahead.
You're gonna lose Because of Emmanuel Sanders.
It's going to be like that.
And John Brown.
No. It's going to be three guys. Well, three players. Emmanuel Sanders, Deshaun Watson, and New England defense.
So you think Deshaun Watson's going to have a good week this week?
I think he's going to go back to last year on a fucking Thursday just fucking laying dick everywhere. It's,
yeah.
I would have played Joe Flacco.
No, I'm not going to fall for this. It's a trap.
Oh, okay.
He's still on your team?
Yeah, so I don't have Zeke this week.
So that helps.
Oh,
that
so you don't help. Have those 4.2 points.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't have 4.2 points. It's probably better.
Just start Ronald Jones or Dalvin Cook.
Do it.
No, I'm okay. I'm going to win. So, sorry. I hate to do that, Nick, but... After this, I think we still have the goal in mind, and
yeah,
it's going to come to fruition. I just believe that's going to happen. So, I don't know, Chris. Since I think I'm going to win. Nick thinks he's going to win. You think Nick's going to win, Chris?
Yeah, I think Nick's going to win. All right,
so Nick will move to 6-2. Two. So.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd be 4-4 and in the fucking middle of the
probably
fucking pack,
Kyle would leapfrog you.
Oh god. Oh god.
So. That's why I want Nick to win.
So that'll do it. I want to do something really quick for our boy Kyle. Our hearts go out to you, man, and we're all here for you. Yeah, so let us know if you need anything, dude.
Yeah, we love you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So
as much as you suck as a fantasy manager.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, if you just take that suck and like hold that in, you'll be okay. I think. I don't know.
Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Okay. Just keep, you know what? Just turn your fantasy season around the opposite way to start sucking again. We need that 0-3 Kyle back.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm so lost right now.
Now he's just burying Kyle.
You know what? Any chance I get to bury Kyle is a good fucking day. Like, it's just, I don't know. Fuck Kyle. Fuck,
you knew it was coming.
Fuck Mike. Fuck Chris.
Hey, you got me last week.
Hashtag weird beard.
Hashtag Michael has a weird beard too.
He does. It's all a pubie.
Yeah, it's like patchy and... Like, you're a dad, man. Fucking clean it up.
Yeah. Like, his son probably grows a bit better beard than Mike does.
Chalupa Batman.
Future commish.
You know what? What's a good age for someone to be a commish?
Just going to hand it off.
Like, what?
Three?
Maybe.
That's then, about your maturity level, yeah.
Yeah, because, well, no, because, like, a three-year-old knows how to use, like, tablets and shit nowadays,
that,
so.
That is true.
I mean,
well, I guess
he can
Marcus
push buttons.
Is the, yeah.
Oh, shit. It's just whoever turns 3 years old is our new commish.
Yeah.
Or just have both of them. One of them as the co-commish, and then the other
That's
one
a
is
good
the
idea.
Commish.
That's a good idea. Well, I did call it that Mike and Billy's sons were going to, like, turn gay for each other later in life, and they were going to marry and... Maybe by then they'll be able to have like gay boys, like kids.
Fearless forecast.
Yeah. Hot take. Billy and Kyle's son married in the future, 2035.
Lama
lama shining, shining, looking like a diamond.
Next week, week 8, Brian's burn notice. Don't miss it, bitches. We're out.